Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has nominated General Josef Bečvář for the post of Chief of the General Staff of the Czech Armed Forces. Jiří Šams, a Czech soldier and hero who was seriously injured in a suicide bomber's attack while serving in Afghanistan in 2008, has died. And a gathering in support of the victims of Wednesday's shooting in Paris will take place outside the French embassy in Prague on Thursday evening. The Czech government has nominated General Josef Bečvář for the post of Chief of the General Staff of the Czech Armed Forces. He is to succeed General Petr Pavel, who is leaving to head the oldest permanent body in NATO, the Military Committee. Until now, Bečvář served as General Pavel's deputy. Nominees for the post of Chief of the General Staff are named by the President based on the recommendation by the Cabinet. President Zeman has made clear he will want to meet with General Bečvář before he finalizes the decision. Jiří Šams, a Czech soldier and hero who was seriously injured in a suicide bomber's attack while serving in Afghanistan in 2008, died on Wednesday at the age of 42. The soldier, who was struck in the head with shrapnel, spent 2 months in a coma before beginning the long road to recovery. He made progress but still suffered permanent disability. In the attack in March 2008, 2 Danes, 4 Afghans and a fellow Czech were killed. Last May, Mr. Shams was diagnosed with cancer, which he called a punch below the belt after everything he had been through. He will be given a funeral with full military honours. A gathering in support of the victims of Wednesday's shooting in Paris will take place outside the French embassy in Prague on Thursday evening. The meeting is organized by the French expat community living in the Czech Republic. A march against extremism and in support of the freedom of speech organized by the Young Social Democrats will also head to the building of the French embassy. Czech anti-corruption initiatives Vraťte nám stát and Veřejnost proti korupci have called on President Miloš Zeman to dismiss his chancellor Vratislav Mynář over his purchase of a villa in Prague for a suspiciously low price. Mr. Mynář purchased the functionalist villa in the Strašnice district for 5.5 million crowns, which many real estate experts say is far below its real market value. The anti-corruption groups also find unacceptable that Mr. Mynář bought the property from the lawyer of influential businessman Roman Janoušek. Czech international goalkeeper Petr Čech was the world's 8th best keeper for 2014, according to the International Federation of Football Historians and Statistics. The 20-year-old, who lost top spot with English club Chelsea last season to Belgian Thibaut Courtois, was usually ranked 3rd in the IFFHS ratings in past years. Germany and Bayern Munich's Manuel Neuer has claimed his 2nd victory in a row as the world's best goalkeeper last year. My name is Ruth Franíková and that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Chris Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, Czechs have joined worldwide condemnation of the shootings at a French satirical magazine. One of the leading Czech cartoonists talks about whether the attack will alter the possibilities for satire. And in this week's panorama, we focus on the Three Kings charity collection. All that coming up, so please stay with us. Czech political leaders have joined widespread international condemnation of the brutal terrorist attack against the staff of the satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo. The Czech government has voiced its solidarity with the people of France and stressed the need for Europe to unite in defence of its values. Daniela Lazarova reports.
As news of the deadly attack in Paris spread, Czech officials expressed sorrow and shock over the barbaric deed. Speaking at a press conference in Prague, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka condemned the senseless violence and extended condolences to the people of France, the victims and their families. He said the terrorist attack in Paris was a clear indication that the international effort and cooperation in fighting terrorism must not weaken.
I want to say on behalf of the Czech government that we most strongly condemn this brutal attack against innocent people. It is an attack against freedom of speech, and no democratic society can function without it. It is an attack against our common European values, and we must stand together in defending the values on which our society is based. Europe must not be intimidated by these terrorist attacks.
Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said the Czech Republic was standing by France in this dark hour and ready to support it in fighting all forms of terrorism.
This terrorist attack, the manner in which it was conducted, shows a total lack of respect for human life and utter contempt for freedom of speech. I want to stress that, like France, the Czech Republic has the utmost respect for these values, and we are ready to stand by France in defending them. As we see it, Europe is now defending the principal values that our society is based on.
Words of shock and condemnation also came from Prague Castle. In a letter to French President François Hollande, President Miloš Zeman sent condolences on behalf of the Czech people, saying the attack against the French magazine was an assault on the fundamental values on which Europe is based. The Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Dominik Duka, also condemned the senseless killings, calling on Europe to come out in defence of its common values. The Muslim community in the Czech Republic joined in the general condemnation, stressing that this shameful act had nothing to do with Islam, and expressing fears that this act of violence would only hurt Muslims and strengthen the xenophobic and Islamophobic tendencies which it said were already present in this country. As if on cue, the ultra-right Workers' Party of Social Justice called on the Czech government to take steps to dissolve the Association of Muslims in the Czech Republic on the grounds that it helped spread an ideology of hate.
Daniela Lazarova with that roundup of the immediate Czech reactions to the Paris attack. And staying with that horrific event, perhaps the best known Czech satirical cartoon is Zelený Raoul, which often employs extremely graphic images to poke fun at a wide range of targets in the papers of the Reflex magazine. Ian Willoughby discussed the possible implications for political and religious satire with Zelený Raoul founder Tomáš Baldinský. His first question, has the comic strip ever included images that might be considered offensive to Muslims?
I believe so, yeah. I didn't check, but yes, of course. We really try to insult everybody, so why wouldn't we insult Muslims?
Yesterday, some media outlets were pixelating images from the cover of Charlie Hebdo. How would you view that kind of cautious approach that some people are taking?
Well, I think it just depends on you and or you're brave or not. And it's just like it's your decision and you will be judged accordingly.
So do you think reproducing or producing these kind of images is a risk that's worth taking?
Well, yes, I think so. Yes, I think it's worth taking the risks. This is the freedom of the speech, and you should be able to publish whatever you think is funny. The thing with the satire is that it's not the thing that creates itself. Satire is the reaction to something. So there has to be somebody doing something, and you react to it with your joke. This was the decision of the writers of Zelený Raoul, is that we have to be insulted by someone to insult him back. So I think that if the people who do something would behave not insultingly, there will be no insults against them from the people who do satire.
Can you imagine that cartoonists in the Czech Republic or elsewhere in Europe might now be more careful?
There are good things about this country. One of those things is that people tend not to care about what's happening abroad. The jokes about Muslims and fundamental Islam and whatever, they're not really common here because people tend not to care about anything. So mainly Czech cartoons are like insulting Czech politicians and, you know, parliament and the celebrities. None of those people seem to be dangerous. So I don't think that there will be some new censorship or like self-censorship of the humor. The thing is, if this what happened doesn't make people who do satire feel they're part of some larger group of international humorists, which I think it's now happening, because we all feel that the friends of ours were killed, even though we didn't know this magazine, and I just heard the name first time yesterday. So perhaps it opens a bit the limits of Czech satire, and perhaps they will look abroad and try to be part of the larger movements and larger things around the world.
Tomasz Baldinski, ending that report by Ian Willoughby. The traditional Tri Krále, or Three Kings charity, is the biggest charity collection of the Czech year. In this week's edition of Panorama, Daniela Lazarová talks with Jarmila Lomozová from the organiser Charita about this year's event and how it's shaping up.
Traditionally, the close of the Christmas holidays kicks off the largest and most successful fundraiser in the country. The Three Kings collection involves thousands of children taking to the streets in groups of three dressed as the three wise men, singing carols and asking people to donate money to charity. The Three Kings collection, organized by Charita Česká republika, or Caritas, is the largest and most trusted charity event in the Czech Republic, and one that reflects the true Christmas spirit. Jarmila Lomozová of Charita, Czech Republic, came to the studio to talk about this annual highlight.
The collection is organized in the way that the three, usually children, dressed as three kings, three wise men from the East, from the biblical story, go from house to house, and they spread the good news about the newborn Jesus. It means they sing carols, they wish people Happy New Year, and they ask for collection, they ask for a contribution. And this is a very unique collection. As you said, it has a 15 years tradition, and it is also the largest voluntary event of this kind in the Czech Republic, because every year more than 50,000 carolers are involved.
And most of them are children, are they not? A large number of them are children. Do you feel that this also helps to bring home the message of Christmas at a time when the holiday has become highly commercialized?
Definitely, yes. And children also learn that it is nice and good to do something for others, because they have to commit their free time. The collection takes place in the first 2 weeks of January, so it's very cold outside, so they have to sacrifice something to help others.
How do you get volunteers? Do you go to schools?
From schools, also usually from parishes, because Caritas is a church organization, so we ask parishes, parish caritases, to help. So basically almost every parish in the Czech Republic goes caroling, addresses children, and they form groups of children, and they go caroling.
You yourself have been involved, are involved. Tell me, what's it like?
Yes, yesterday.
How do people respond?
Yesterday it was the Feast of Three Kings, so I joined one of the groups. I was also dressed in the costume, and we were caroling in Prague. Caroling in Prague is different from caroling in small villages. In villages, the Three Kings go literally from house to house. They sing the carol. In Prague, we are in the streets. We are in near metro, near supermarkets, anywhere where bigger crowd of people is present. And we were also singing with guitar, and the responses from people were amazing, were so great, so positive. People were coming to us by themselves. We were just standing there and singing, and they were coming. Some of them found out that they have no coins with them, so they told us we will get some money and get back to you, and they really came. We also met people, like one mother with a handicapped child came and gave us. Even one homeless person gave us 3 crowns, you know. So it was impressing. It was really impressive how people were open and how much they wanted to give us. The solidarity among people was so nice.
And in the country, they go from house to house, so I suppose people expect them. They also probably know the children because they're locals.
Yes. And they expect them, and sometimes we had some cases where children were not able to come for some reason, and the people called to Caritas, and they were disappointed. So really in villages they have to they have lists of households where they need to visit. So people expect the Three Kings. They want the Three Kings to come. And there is also one nice custom that the Three Kings have chalks with them, and they put a sign on the doorway, the abbreviations of the names of Three Kings, K, M, K plus M plus B, then 2015, the year, and this symbolizes, or this is a symbol of like happiness in New Year. And the chalks are blessed by the local bishop in the diocese where the collection takes place. So we can say that the collection is not about money and material things, but also it has spiritual dimension, and people, I think, understand it and expect this from it.
And they're especially receptive to this kind of fundraiser, aren't they, around Christmas and because of the character that it has? Because sometimes Czechs are now cautious to hand money to someone in the street. They prefer to send it as a you know, via the mobile phone as a donation or bank account or something, I understand. But this, I think, they trust in, don't they?
Yeah, the problem is that there are so many registered collections, charity collections. I read some official numbers that in the Czech Republic there are more than 300 registered collections. So literally almost every day you can meet someone in the streets collecting for some reason. And people, and it is difficult for these organizations to attract people's attention and trust. But I dare to say that the Three Kings collection is different. It is number one collection in the Czech Republic, definitely, because it has the longest tradition. It is the largest one. And also it is held by Caritas, which makes difference, because Caritas is the largest provider of social services in the Czech Republic. So people know Caritas not only from media, from collections and appeals, but they know Caritas because Caritas helps them. Caritas reaches to more than 100,000 clients of social services every year. So people know Caritas from the the Caritas daily work. And also during floods, it's important that during floods, Caritas helped tens and tens of thousands of households.
This collection is also highly medialized because it attracts so much attention with children dressed as the Three Kings. There is a procession, and I believe the whole collection, the fundraiser, starts with a celebratory mass in Prague in St. Vitus Cathedral.
Yes, and not only in Prague, in every diocese. In every diocese, the bishop serves mass, as I mentioned, blesses the chalks, blesses the carolers, and this is the very beginning of the collection. And afterwards, the collectors.
And there is a procession?
In some places, there is even procession with camels somewhere, etc.
As you said, you help a great many people. What is this particular collection used for, and does it differ in the different regions? Can they choose what is most needed, or is it used for a certain purpose every year?
In general, we can say that the collection helps all different groups of people who are in need, mostly to elderly people, to physically handicapped, to sick people, to mothers with children in need. And the purpose, the particular purpose, is always decided by the local coordinator of the group. It means the parish Caritas, and also the diocesan Caritas. And every year, hundreds and hundreds of projects are supported, mainly the services, social services of Caritas, but also individual families who are in need, the direct support. So the collection really helps Caritas to run a great number of social services that help throughout the whole year. And also I can mention the proceeds, which every year are collected. And last year it was more than 88 million Czech crowns, which roughly is 3.5 million euro.
And finally, if people want to contribute and they haven't met the Three Kings or they haven't come to the house, how can they do so?
The most popular way is sending the donor SMS. It has the form of sending DMS space Koleda, like Carol in Czech language, and they send it to a number 87777, and Caritas receives nearly 30 crowns, one and a little bit more euro. So people send more than 1 million Czech crown every year. So sending donor SMS is very popular. And also there is a bank account as well where people can contribute.
And how long does it last for?
The collection is open throughout the whole year. The carolers go during the first 2 weeks of January.
So until the 14th?
Yes.
Right. So good luck with the project. Thank you very much for joining me in the studio.
Thank you.
Caritas Jarmila Lamozova there talking to Daniela Lazarova in this week's Panorama. If you've any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be glad to hear from you. But from me, Chris Johnson, that's all for now. Thank you very much for joining us, and goodbye.